Well, now to Clinton campaign chief strategist Jeff Garin. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Robert.
Jeff Garin, given today's superdelegate endorsements for Barack Obama and those expected tomorrow, it looks like he's going to win the nomination pretty soon. How will Senator Clinton acknowledge that fact?
Well, tonight what we're going to acknowledge is her success in getting the votes of nearly 18 million people all around the country. So tonight is a night of celebration for Senator Clinton. Then in the coming days, she really is going to be thinking and talking with folks about how to do two very important things. First, she wants to keep faith with those 18 million people who supported her, who have really invested their hopes in her. And she also wants to keep her commitment to ensure that we have a strong and united Democratic Party. So she will be thinking about how best to do that, talking with her supporters and others about how best to do that. And she'll move forward from there.
I'm hearing what you're not saying right now. You're not saying that the campaign goes on full tilt all the way to Denver fighting for the nomination.
Well, I think that is what those conversations will be about. I think it's Senator Clinton wants to make sure that we have a strong and united Democratic Party. She wants to. She is a realistic person. She cares very deeply about the Democratic Party, but she also does have a great sense of responsibility and a great sense of obligation to the nearly 18 men and women who believe in her her effort to keep the promise of America for the middle class. And so she really wants to be thoughtful about that. She wants to do the right thing, and I personally have every confidence that she will do the right thing.
She was quoted today in a conference call with the rest of the New York State congressional delegation, as saying that she is open to being Barack Obama's running mate, a remark that sounds pretty close to a de facto concession. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, she was asked about that, and she said really very much what I'm saying to you, is that she has a commitment to doing whatever she concludes will be the most helpful in ensuring that Democrats take back the White House in November and defeat John McCain. So that it was really an answer to a question that was posed to her. It's been a question that's certainly come up over the past several weeks. And right now, her focus is on what is the best way for her to redeem the investment that people have made in her, and help the Democratic Party be successful.
Will Senator Clinton make these decisions mindful of Democratic National Chairman Howard Dean's concerns that everything get wrapped up in June and that there be someone that the party agrees upon in June? Is that a fair statement of what's guiding her decision-making?
Well, look, I don't think she has any interest in dragging this out to a point that would be harmful to the prospects of Democrats being successful. And so she is very mindful about that. That is what she'll be talking to folks about and listening to people's opinions on, so that, you know, she is, as I say, she's a realistic person. She is a very committed Democrat. And so she is going to figure out what is the best way to redeem the hopes of the people, and to serve her party and her country.
Senator Obama talked about meeting with her in the near future and at her terms. Would you expect there to be a meeting between the two candidates very soon?
I would think that would be certainly a reasonable thing to do, and I don't think this will take Fred Astaire choreography to pull off. These are two people who have been crisscrossing the country together for a very long time now, that they've really been on a very special journey together. So I think, in terms of arranging that kind of meeting, that won't be a heavy lift at all.
Well, Jeff Garin, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank
once
you.
Again. Jeff Garin, who is chief strategist for the Hillary Clinton campaign.